On the show today, we have CU Rise's very own Karan Bala talking about their new CU Compare tool, which is it's a self-serve tool to benchmark and track performance using the CU Rise intelligent and predictive analytics. Really cool stuff here, so check it out. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Karan Bala from CU Rise. Karan, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing well, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Happy Monday.
Yeah, happy Monday to you too. Oh, goodness gracious.
We lost track of time when Mondays roll around. And when
exactly. Everything kind of blended into one. It was like, what day? Who cares what day it is? It's just, we're here to talk about it. Right. So, oh my gosh. Oh goodness. What a year. What a year indeed. So we're talking about something a bit more positive here. You guys have created or developed this tool called CU Compare. So I want to know, before we dive into the details and stuff, what is CU Compare? Tell us, give us a quick summary on what it is and how credit unions can use it.
Yeah, I guess in the simplest of ways, it's a way for credit unions to compare themselves with currently other credit unions and very soon other banks as well. So we're bringing in banking data too. I love talking about something new. I mean, I know that's what drives a lot of this industry. We're all about innovation. And so, by the way, keep a lookout for, we've got a bunch of new news coming at the end of this year, but our focus for the recent while has been around this tool called CU Compare. It was built to cater to this. There's a big group of credit unions that can't afford other benchmarking solutions, that don't have the time, don't have the resources or the budgets. And frankly, everybody's squeezing for budgets these days. So
We
rolled out a tool called CU Compare, really to serve those credit unions. To know where you're headed, you better know where you are. And that's sort of what we're trying to address, is help credit unions understand where they are today, help them do all that planning and strategic stuff that they need to do for the next few years to come.
So was this the motivation behind it? Was just kind of getting these pain points that you guys were hearing in the industry? Like, hey, let's create something for these folks out there and give them a better footing to where they can go to, right?
In a sense, it was, and we're building off of NCUA data, so this is data that's available there publicly for people to use. But I have to say, it's available in such a clunky manner, and to make sense of it, to really look at it and make decisions based off it, and that's all what we do, as you know, is taking data and trying to help credit unions make decisions on it. And we kind of approach this the same way. So this is information that's available. We can really empower it by taking it, visualizing it the right way, adding pieces to it from other data sources, and just making it available to people to use at just little to no money.
Right.
And that was sort of our motivation. I don't know if you remember, but many years ago when I started talking to credit unions, I talked about all of these things analytics could do, and it was a glazed over look. And so what I really realized is, let's move a step back and let's just focus on education. Let's just talk about what is out there, what are the options you have, and how things could be better with the information that's there.
Yeah.
And we've taken the same approach with CU Compare. It's just about making it available to credit unions to use.
So what does it look like? I mean, when a credit union gets this information, is it emailed to them, or is it something, do they go into a portal and see all this information, or what exactly does it look like to the credit union?
Yeah, it's exactly as it sounds, CUcompare.com. So that's the site where you have to sign up for it.
Okay.
You can get your benchmarks for free. It's actually very, very interactive. It's built in, what I like about it is it's built in Python. So, you know, we're trying to empower new technologies as well. It's very, very fast. Very, very fast technology. Really cool UI, UX experience. And so it has a lot of functionality in there. But yes, it's the simplest way, I guess, to answer that question is there's a CU Compare website. And yes, every time new data comes in, every quarter that NCUA reports the information, it does send out communications to that with stuff that's relevant to them. Mm-hmm. Like your credit card portfolio has grown 20% as opposed to the industry has grown 30%. So better wake up and do something different, so it does give you that kind of information.
Okay. And so what's different about it? What sets it apart from others out there, other tools out there?
Well, one of the things is that there's not a lot of these tools available for the institutions to use. So it's not, one of the things that it makes it available. So I think that's one thing that we're trying to push, that it's available out there. It has the ability to forecast. We have some scenario building ability there, which you can actually look at and see how, let me give you an example. If risk continues, like now in COVID situation, everybody's starting to wonder a little bit about what the potential economic risk is going to be out of this. So if risk continues at the trend I'm seeing, what is my next 2 years going to look like? So it has the ability to look out far. There's forecasting ability. It's really, really easy to use. And we're not trying to, there's enough complex, we're overburdened with the data we have today. I mean, we don't, processing this, it's a really, really simple tool. I think that's, I can't say that enough. I mean, I love it. It's just a couple of clicks. You can see everything. It's these graphs that move around, and it just gives it to you right there. So I think it's user friendly.
Yeah,
I've seen some of the other tools out there, and I'm so glad I have this to use.
Like, I don't know what this is. Well, when you just said the forecasting aspect of it, I mean, that's worth the price of admission alone, I would think, because a lot of there's so much uncertainty out there right now. I think if you can get some sort of glimpse or some sort of clue or hint of how things are going to go, that would help you better plan for what's going to happen in the next 6 months or so.
We had a credit union reach out to us and ask us, well, what if I do this particular merger? So this is one of the clients we work with, and they said, hey, you know, what if I pulled up to you compare and said, here, this is what your trend line looks like. And boom, if you were to do that, this is what your trend line would look like.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even that, and that's not even, so, that's a mathematical forecast, but it was forecasting out basically what the impact of some kind of a merger or acquisition would take. So yeah, the uses of this go, as we have more people using it, we're finding better use cases of it.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. The more the merrier, as they say. Hey, so what, how is it, I mean, what else is coming down the railroad track, so to speak, with this? What do you have in store for the future of this tool of Vcompare?
Well, we've got, there's a coming soon page on it, but really from a quick touch point, some of the key things, we're getting bank data. So we've actually been hitting up FDIC.
Oh, wow.
We already have the data, and this will be available perhaps in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
You can, one thing that I really like is branch clustering. So now we actually have data for all the credit unions and for a large number of banks of every single branch location that they have.
Wow.
So think about that. Now, if I want to put up a new branch, I can look geographically where my branches exist, where other credit unions branches, I mean, where banks are. So you can really start thinking about a much more strategic view.
Mm-hmm.
And branching is going to change. We know that out of this too.
Yeah.
You've got executive packs coming up. If I'm a CEO, I click it. It's going to give me my built-up PowerPoint where you can enter your comments, and it kind of shows you that.
Right.
Got a new mobile app. There's a lot of cool stuff coming. It's an exciting tool to use. I don't know if you can tell that coming out of here.
So what are your goals in creating this and having credit unions use it? What do you guys want to achieve here?
Well, I'll give you a selfish answer to that. I mean, at CURISE, I mean, our goal has always been around just providing information, and that's the truth of it. I mean, we are, and well, even amongst our partners, known as a very collaborative QSO. We're not looking to reinvent things. We want to basically, and so the big thing has really been around, it started off with just, let's take this. In fact, we had CURISE, and you know, there's a free version of it, was available for many years. And then more and more people said, why don't you start sharing this information with other credit unions? So it really has been about spreading that this is available for folks. Interestingly, we've had media outlets use our data. We've got leagues using our. We've got other QSOs quoting us. So quoting the data we use, we just want to be known for providing good quality, accurate information to credit unions. And I know that sounds like a weird motive, but I think if we win, we're a QSO. If we win as an industry, we all win.
Yeah, no doubt. Knowledge is power, you know? So when you have that, you can do, there's so many things you can do with it. So yeah. So you can better serve your members, better plan for the future, and you know, your business benefits. So yeah, there's so much upside to this.
All of the, you know, when you said what else is coming down the pipe with this, all of these things that we talked about that I mentioned are actually feedback from our users today. And that is true for all our projects. Everything we do is, if you come, so you say, what is, how, where are the goals out of this? The goals is to make it more applicable for the users we have. We do that, we'll come out winning in this.
No doubt, no doubt. All right, last question for you. Where can folks go and find out more about it? Obviously, the website, CUCompare.com.
Yeah. Okay. CUCompare.com. You can also go to CURISE. Okay. You can actually see a benchmark that's available right on CURISE too. But yeah, CUCompare.com is available for everybody to use. It's free to sign up.
So cool. All righty, sir. We'll put the link in the show notes so people can click on it and get right to it and check it out as well. Mm-hmm. Anything else to add, Karan? This is really good news for the industry.
No, nothing to add. I really want to thank you. I mean, we've gone away from all our conferences and everything, and I got to tell you, I read the CU broadcast email at least twice a week because I love the fact that we are able to still get information from different channels. I really want to appreciate what you're doing for the industry.
Well, thank you, Karan. That means a lot coming from you, so I appreciate it. And you guys are doing some incredible work as well, helping credit unions get through this difficult time. So we appreciate the work that you guys are doing as well. So keep it up. As we all say.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Go on, man. All right, Karan. Thanks again. Appreciate the time. And congrats on CUCompare. I think the industry is going to benefit for sure.